Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We're learning more about the fragile connections that maintain important ecosystems. Here's one we've spoken about, milkweed. It's essential for monarch butterflies. It's a perennial with beautiful blooms and the only plant that serves as a place for butterflies to lay eggs. And the subsequent caterpillars feed exclusively on milkweed leaves. That's inspired a lot of gardeners to plant milkweed, but as Celia Yopis-Jepson of the Kansas News Service reports, doing so can land those gardeners in trouble because some cities and towns have banned milkweed.
Oliver Hernandez is 12. He likes science class at school, and at home, he likes finding critters in his mom's butterfly garden here in Overland Park, a city in Johnson County, Kansas.
I mean, me and my friends also a lot of times just, like, come out here and just try to find a lot of bugs. It's kind of fun just knowing that there are lots of caterpillars in the yard.
He really likes monarch caterpillars with their bright yellow, white, and black stripes.
Also, whenever they become butterflies, they fly to Mexico. I think that's pretty cool.
In the summer, the caterpillars feast on the common milkweed in this garden. Well, used to. Last fall, a city code worker told Oliver's mom to get rid of the milkweed. The species is illegal here, with potential fines for violators. But why?
Yeah, that's what I don't understand either, why they had to cut it down.
One person who knows all about milkweed bans is Mary Phillips, head of the National Wildlife Federation's Garden for Wildlife program.
So they have been historically very, very common.
Especially in farm regions, milkweed can make livestock sick if they eat enough of it.
The city codes, I think, then evolved, you know, to just keep that.
Indeed, an Overland Park spokesperson says the city takes its cue from the Kansas Department of Agriculture. Except when I asked the state agency, it says it doesn't define milkweed as a noxious weed. In fact, the agency says milkweed is a good thing and that cattle usually steer clear of it. Overland Park's ban actually conflicts with what Johnson County is doing. The county encourages homeowners to plant common milkweed and other native plants to absorb stormwater and support wildlife. Homeowners even get reimbursed for some of the cost. And other places around the U.S. are now embracing milkweed.
The real trend is that those bans are being reversed.
In 2017, the Illinois legislature even voted to ban the bans. But plenty of cities still warn homeowners against letting milkweed grow on their property. Cities like St. Louis, Missouri, and Huron, South Dakota. Winfield, Kansas has common milkweed on a list of, quote, rank plants that harbor rats and insects, pose fire risks, or blight neighborhoods. This matters because the middle of the continent, Phillips says, is a key monarch migration route.
That entire flyway was so heavy with milkweed many, many, you know, years ago.
Now it's full of cropland sprayed with chemicals that kill milkweed. So butterfly gardens in people's yards can help. And that includes
common milkweed, which is extremely beneficial for monarchs.
This is the kind of milkweed that's most likely to be banned. It spreads not just through the seeds, but also underground runners. So keeping it in check does take more work than other milkweeds. Ginger Werp, Oliver's mom, thinks it's worth it to help wildlife.
They can't live off green manicured lawns and pine bushes year-round. And when you look around, that's all we see.
She's looking up and down her street at the other, more traditional front yards. Her yard has a little meadow full of native plants, maybe 7 by 12 feet. She loves it, but
I've had some uncomfortable conversations with neighbors about it.
She believes a neighbor may be worried about property values, called the city last year hoping to make her cut down her butterfly garden. But when a city worker came to inspect her yard, he let her keep the patch and said he could only make her pull out one species, the milkweed. Werp hopes Overland Park will drop its grudge against this species. In the meantime, she plans to keep as much of her mini prairie as she can.
I like the way this looks. I think it's pretty. I think it's fun. My son and I have a good time out here.
For Here and Now, I'm Celia Yopis-Jepson.